Measures of strength of association. A common use of statistics is hypothesis testing. Statistical significance is used to determine how much reliance to place on the results. Hypothesis testing starts with a statement of expected results. It uses the distribution of a known area in the normal distribution curve and estimates the likelihood, probability, that a result did not occur by chance. First, a research or alternate hypothesis is formulated. The hypothesis states the expectation to be tested. For example, Dr. A has a higher surgical site infection, SSI, rate than does Dr. B. Then a statement that is opposite to the research or alternate hypothesis is developed. For example, Dr. A has a lower SSI rate than does Dr. B. The latter is called the null hypothesis, HO. The HO is always stated to be rejected. The research or alternate hypothesis, CH, is the desired result. Only two outcomes are possible with hypothesis testing. The null hypothesis is accepted or rejected. Hypotheses can be one-tailed or two-tailed tests. The example of Dr. A is a one-tailed test because the direction is specified in advance. Higher SSI rate. One-tailed tests are preferred when direction is predicted. A two-tailed hypothesis does not specify direction. A difference in either direction is important. The same example can have a two-tailed null hypothesis. The SSI rate for Dr. A is not the same as the infection rate of Dr. B. A related term is the rejection region, which is the cutoff point for accepting or rejecting the null hypothesis. In a one-tailed test, this occupies just one end of the distribution, bell curve, but in a two-tailed test, it takes up both ends of the distribution. Display examples for directional hypotheses are shown in Exhibit 2-24. Exhibit 2-24. Data display examples for directional hypotheses. Statistical significance can be expressed as a question such as, is chance or sampling variation a likely explanation for the difference between a sample statistic and the corresponding null hypothesis population value? Statistically significant. If the answer to the question is no, it means that the observed difference is not likely to occur by chance variation and the sample result is not compatible with the null hypothesis and therefore is statistically significant. The null hypothesis is rejected because there is sufficient evidence to support that sampling variation or chance is an unlikely explanation for the difference between HO and sample values. This does not prove that the research hypothesis is true. An example of this type of result can be found in an article published in 2022 in the American Journal of Infection Control titled Association of Masking Policies with Mask Adherence and Distancing During the SARS-CoV-2 Pandemic by Eric J. Puttick et al. Exhibit 2-25 shares the abstract from the study. Exhibit 2-25. Statistically significant study abstract. Not statistically significant. If the answer to the question is yes, it means that the difference is likely to occur by chance alone and this sample result is compatible with the null hypothesis and therefore is not statistically significant. The null hypothesis is not rejected. There is not sufficient evidence that sampling variation is the likely explanation for the difference between HO and sample values. An example of this type of result can be found in an article published in 2022 in the American Journal of Infection Control titled, Reusing Personal Protective Equipment, PPE, did not increase surgical site infection in trauma surgical patients during the COVID-19 pandemic, a retrospective cohort study in Michigan trauma centers, by Evan Gorgas et al. Exhibit 2-26 shares the abstract from the study. Exhibit 2-26. Not statistically significant study abstract. The statisticians preparing the study will state the expected significance level of the test using the variable alpha, alpha. The level of significance is the probability value arbitrarily chosen by the researcher as the desired level of probability at which one may feel secure in rejecting the null hypothesis. This value is typically set at 0.05 or 0.01. Statistical significance can be measured using a p-value. A p-value is related to the sampling distribution. It helps calculate the probability of collecting a sample where the value of the test statistic is greater than or less than or equal to some specified value. The p-value is the probability of observing a sample in which the test statistic is greater than or equal to the test statistic for the sample that was actually observed. It is commonly compared to alpha, the specified significance level of the test. If alpha equals 0.05, then a p-value of less than or equal to 0.05 would cause you to reject the null hypothesis, and a p-value greater than 0.05 would cause you to fail to reject the null hypothesis.